Justin here. I just want to give you guys a quick little channel update. I'm going to be getting recording a new episode tomorrow with Ponch. That'll be pretty good. I just got back from watching Aquaman, and it's probably the best DC movie I've seen in a while. Fantastic. So I'll cover that tomorrow. What I just want to do is go give a quick channel update. I'll be doing some toy reviews coming soon. I'm in the process of getting some good equipment to do that so that it looks decent. It doesn't look shaky or have substandard video or audio, so I'm going to be doing that. Also, working on getting, just in general, some more YouTube content. And I encourage you guys to check that out. I kind of keep the videos not private, but have them so that unlisted is the term they use. And so I really have done it as a boon for the people that follow the podcast to, you know, have access to the videos, and they're not really totally public. So I kind of just wanted to have that as a perk, you know, because I really don't do Patreon or anything like that. I mean, maybe down the road I will do something like that, but I think until I can get more content regularly going on here, I don't really want to do a Patreon, because, you know, you gotta have a lot of bonus things and perks for people to be involved in that, and I don't feel right, you know, doing that yet until I can get some different ideas. So I am currently working to make the show better, barring any kind of commitments outside of the show. You know, work is very demanding. Family time is very demanding. I'm going to work to have content coming out every week. And because I know that, you know, I've received some requests to get more content out there, so I'll definitely be working harder to do that. I'm going to be guesting on podcasts here or there, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Also, I think I might start trying to work on some on-location type content. And once we start rolling in the spring, there's going to be some toy shows and things like that. I just want to make sure that, you know, the shows that I do go to, that they're cool with me, you know, videotaping and things like that. So, because I don't want to be a creep. So, I think that would be fun to get involved in, maybe having some, actual interviews or just talking to some of the vendors at some of the shows. That'd be really neat. Probably around May, June time frame, there's going to be some conventions popping up in Eastern Washington. I'm definitely going to go to those, because last year I went to the Spokane Toy Show last year, and that was a lot of fun. I can't wait to do that again. They had some good stuff there, but surprisingly, didn't see a lot of vintage Transformers. But for those of you that are vintage Transformers fans, I got some really good stuff in the pipes for that. And I think I have a lot of, should we say, inventory. And I definitely have a backlog of things to review. But like I said, I'm going to get the proper equipment and do it right, and have really high quality audio and video for our content on the page. And, you know, I'm constantly going to be working on making this a better show. And I'm the kind of person where I'm not afraid to ask people of somewhat of a celebrity status if they want to be on my show. And you'd be surprised how gracious these people are for you just ask, and I'm like, I'd love to do it, you know. And so I got a few ideas who I want to ask. It's just a matter of getting my schedule lined out and then working with them. And there's some other podcasts that I want to try and link up with, and, you know, but that's really the response, is it's just trying to get everybody on the same page and on the same, being able to line up, because things get canceled quite a bit because of time differences. You know, I'm 3 hours behind you know, a lot of the shows, like the podcasts that I listen to, they're on the East Coast. So, you know, it was great having, like, guys like Daniel Piscina, you know, the, you know, martial arts master, and have, you know, Sub-Zero Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, the Johnny Cage, the guy. I mean, that was a huge highlight for the show, and in 2018. So, real shout out to him, because he's a great guy, and you guys should check him out. He's always posting some really good stuff on Twitter. Also, I'll work on getting the Facebook kind of, you know, I kind of neglect Facebook a little bit, because I don't really like it that much. Just, you know, from a client point of view. I tend to like Twitter a little better, because it's not flooded with political stuff, and I don't like political stuff. I can't stand it. This channel is all about geek-related stuff, I guess, if you want to call it that. I prefer to call it hobbies and interests in comics or movies, things of that nature. And, you know, what differentiates my show from a lot of others that like comic books and things of that is, like, we talk a lot about music. As far as musicianship, like, I'll get Ponch on here and stuff. We'll start talking about Dream Theater and bands like that. So I know some of you guys, it might not be your cup of tea, but I also think that maybe it can't hurt to mention it. Maybe you'd get into some of that stuff, and, you know, quite frankly, you don't know what you're missing, you know, but in my opinion. So, yeah, kind of just as in a nutshell, that is kind of where the show is headed, and I'm going to be working on, like I said, getting the content better and maybe getting some guests on here, and, but to have a quality show, it involves, especially when you're interviewing people that are very busy, they have, you know, a lot of PR, outreach things for whatever their careers are. You have to make sure that you have questions lined up, you know, and have all your ducks in a row, because you don't want to, number one, you don't want to sound like an idiot, but number two, you don't want to waste their time. So the whole thing is, you know, when you get into this kind of stuff, and having a podcast, having like a Skype or any kind of video session like this right here, you need to be organized, and you really need to have your ducks in a row, like I said. And you know, but that's just me. You know, some people, they don't really throw caution to the wind, I guess. But for me, I like to know that I'm doing my best that I can do, so my current skill level. So at any rate, yeah, we're going to be filming a new episode tomorrow. Going to have Ponch on here, and I think it's kind of what I've been doing is just trying to get, maybe, I was having kind of like, you know, a couple people on the show at the same time with me, but from scheduling standpoints, it really comes down to who's able to do it on the fly, who's able to do it down the road, or whatever, and that's kind of how these things happen. So, I tend to be a last-minute guy, and I don't give people a lot of fair warning. So, Ponch and Jody are really good about, like, at the last minute, like, saying, hey, yeah, I'll be on the show or whatever. And if they can't make it, it's not their fault. It's my fault, because I don't ask them soon enough. So, but that's my life. I live by the seat of my pants. So, anyway, I appreciate everyone who follows the show still, despite us not getting a lot of content out there. I'm going to work to change that. And, all the other podcasts, Fireside Chat, Hope This Finds You Well, Element of Surprise, McSauce, you know, you guys really been big supporters of the show, and it's great interacting with you on, you know, Twitter and social media in general, mainly Twitter, because I like Twitter, but it means a lot. And to everyone who has followed our podcast on Twitter and Facebook, very much appreciated, and stick with us, because we got some cool stuff coming down the line. So that's about it for now, and you guys take care. All right, bye.